Let's bring in the wonderful, who's sweating in the corridor because we've got the aircon tube out there, Will Young! Here he is! Woo! Make it evergreen! Sorry, Will. You can speak now.
Good morning.
Now, let me warn all the listeners who are kind of new to my style. When Will is one of our favourite guests, and we get on very, very well, Will and I.
We do get on well.
And what Will does, and I've never said this to you, but what Will does is, during the interview, because I'm very relaxed with him, because we're mates, I feel as I can take the mickey out of him a lot more. But what Will does is Will laughs a lot. And there's times when he genuinely does that thing where he just goes quiet and he does that kind of holding in the laugh thing. Sometimes I'll say something that he can't be seen to laugh at. Other times it's just the way he laughs. So there'll be times during the interview where it goes dead quiet. And people often say to me afterwards, God, that Will Young interview, I heard that today. Did he have the hump with you? And I'm like, no. Because he'd do bits when he just wouldn't speak. I'm like, no, but he's laughing.
So you're explaining that even when it's sort of embarrassing silence, Will finds it hilarious.
Yes.
Is what you're trying to say.
Absolutely. Right. That's right.
Okay.
I'm glad you've got that out of the way.
How are you?
I'm really well, actually.
Talk me through your hair and the look of the hair today.
Sort of quite flat, is it?
It's just a bit... Are you getting it cut for tonight?
You know what? I knew you were going to have a go at my hair.
Speaking to the microphone, I can't hear you.
I knew you were going to have a go at my hair.
Well,
that's why I wore a hat. You had a go at my hat.
Because it's dirty. It needs a wash.
It's a bit dirty.
Is it meant to be cream, white colour, that hat?
Yeah.
Muck. Seriously. Looks like a cheap leather sofa from a council estate.
It's not, made out of wood.
Not that you'd know. You've never been to those kind of areas. What with you being posh and all? Hello, Will Young here. So you're nominated for an award tonight.
I knew you were going to be.
How did that happen?
Everyone else was away. Yeah, nominated for an award.
I think you were up for a good chance of winning that until Daniel Bedingfield put those metal bars into his face.
Do you think he'll get the sympathy vote?
Well, then? He might do, and he's not there.
Oh, he's in New Zealand, isn't he?
Yeah. Actually, it would make quite a nice little video piece, wouldn't it?
Imagine.
Sorry I can't be here. Everyone go, oh. You know, and he's got the big kind of crown on.
See Will Young just sitting.
You know, and you get some nice shots of New Zealand in the background.
Why don't you get some Meccano and just stick it into your forehead, and when they do a reaction shot of you, and the nominees are, and you can be there like that, just looking really rigid, going, hello.
Or I can turn around and just pretend to crick my neck.
Mm. Exactly. Chipped a nail. Look at that.
I think he's getting a lot better, though, so that's good news.
Yes, God bless him. See you in the charts. That's what he says, apparently. Daniel?
Really?
Yeah. I'll tell you, it's a story we heard about him. He once said to somebody... Shall I tell it on the air?
You can do. I mean, you've said it before on the air.
Yeah, because I mentioned it to him, and he can't remember this at all. So this could be absolute...
This was when you were talking to each other?
Me and Daniel?
Yeah.
Oh, we're great buddies. He loves me. That's insane. He's got a screw loose. No, not now,
not
obviously.
In his head.
His forehead had fallen apart. But I asked him about this, and he goes, I can't remember if I've done that. He said, chances are I might have done it, right? We once heard a great story. He's recording in a studio, and next door are some Solid Crew. Now, how true this story is, I've no idea.
But we're still going to broadcast it, you know, several times anyway.
Daniel finishes recording, sticks his head into the So Solid Crew studio and says hello, and he's having a chat. And as he's going anyway, guys, nice to meet you, he's walking out the door, turns round, and you know when you hold your hands in that gun pistol way? You know, right, and you blow the smoke off your finger, you know that? Apparently he turns around and he goes, anyway, guys, see you on the charts. Now, I mentioned that to him.
Surely they just pull out real guns.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah, they go, you having a laugh, mate? Call that a gun? This is a gun. In a kind of Crocodile Dundee way.
Ask your parents. 8:19.
Oh, no.
So what are you up to at the moment, Will Young?
What am I doing? I've been away.
Away what? To holiday or promoting?
In Australia.
Working?
Working and then on holiday.
Very nice.
Which was nice.
Are you big in Australia?
No, not really.
Oh.
It was quite fun. I could go on the buses.
Really?
Yeah.
Things that bad?
It could be.
What kind of holiday was that? Half board?
No, it was...
Like a busman's holiday.
It was fun. And I went to all the beaches, did a video. for the new single, and then
oh really,
I'm back now.
Nice. So if do you so you've planned a holiday around a video shoot, which means you only have to pay for one single flight back.
Yeah,
very clever.
No, you have to pay for your videos.
Oh right,
you have to pay half.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Why don't you just shoot in your back garden?
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah.
You have to pay half of wherever it is.
Yeah.
So that video for Leave Right Now, of you in a room with a camera pretty much just looking at you.
£20.
Really cheap.
Yeah, easy.
The thing is with stuff like that, we could have made that for you.
Hmm.
But I bet that cost thousands and thousands and thousands of pounds.
I could tell you how much it cost.
How much
write
it
down.
Yeah, write down. I won't say. I swear I won't say. I promise I won't say.
It's just a little secret for us.
I'll tell you how much this one cost. The last one.
Yeah.
Well, the one in the room.
How much this one cost.
Yeah, okay. So it's just, you're writing down the one that'll leave right now video.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. For those of you who haven't seen it, it's Will kind of just singing to camera in a room full of, like a drinks reception type thing, isn't it? Okay, right.
Good Lord. That's not bad, though, is it?
Yeah, why do
you, what do you not think? Because, I mean, normally they don't say it, Alice. Normally they run into...
And I can't say that. I can't say how much that cost.
No.
Right, okay.
But...
I'm really tempted now to say...
No, you promised.
I promised.
And this is how much the new one costs.
Yeah.
This is interesting, actually. Okay. You can't say that either.
I won't.
Let's have a look. Really?
Well, the flights. Did he fly first class?
No.
That's going to bump it up. Do you know what I mean? That's an extra couple of £100, that.
Yeah, I know.
Did you actually book a first-class flight, or did you get to the check-in and go, any chance I can upgrade? Because sometimes that's cheaper.
I go for upgrades.
Do you?
Never get them.
Really?
No.
You can't be upgraded from upper, do you? I mean...
No, I'm club. There's always first.
Bless him.
Never look right. Isn't that it?
No, never go. When you get on a plane, never turn right.
When you go on, right? Yeah, see you in the chucks.
Never turn right. See you in the first-class lounge. Bless him. Right, let's play a record.
Check in.
What? Yeah,
sorry.
All right.
Sorry.
You're going to be doing that now all day today. All right, see you later, Will. All right, see you in the charts.
Shall
we play Will's new single?
I like that.
Which comes out on March the 15th from his million-selling album, Friday's Child. You're very proud of that album, aren't you?
Yes.
I love that album.
And last time I was in, I hadn't sold any.
Because it hadn't been out.
No.
Yeah, that's generally how it works. You generally sell more after the release date. this is Will Young's new single called Your Game.
It's very hot in here.
So take off all your clothes.
Mm.
Check it out. It's Will Young. Posh. No. That's called Your Game. That's very nice. How would you describe that style, Will?
I would describe it as soul pop.
Soul pop?
That one.
Yeah, very nice. Soul pop, Dave?
Yeah.
Not to be confused with soul glow.
Which is what you put on your hair.
Have you ever put that on your hair?
Not recently, no.
I believe it only exists in the film Coming to America.
Really?
Yeah.
I can't find it in Superdrug.
You gotta look properly.
Mm.
Oh, Will Young is here. Isn't he lovely? Look at him.
I would have come in earlier.
But?
I wanted to come in for the whole show.
But?
Well, you wouldn't let me.
What are you doing for the rest of the morning? Are you busy?
I'm... Oh, what time do we finish here? 9:15, don't we?
Well, I'm until 10.
Oh, well, we'll stay a bit.
Thanks for listening.
Oh, no, I've got to go... I've been away. I've got to go shopping with my sister to get her an outfit for the Brits.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Can you pick me some stuff up as well?
Yeah, I thought you weren't... I thought you couldn't get
Well,
it.
We're going backstage. We're backstage doing interviews with people for tomorrow.
Okay.
And then I'm going to blag my way on stage and give out an award.
You've got a cunning plan.
Do you want to wear my hat?
No, I want to look nice. So if you can pick something up for me, that would be great.
Hmm.
Yeah? I went shopping yesterday and it's just a nightmare.
All right, you know what? I will.
These designers, they're all sizist. You know, they don't do XXLs anymore.
Don't you go to Millet's?
In some of these designer wear.
Or Millet is my dad.
It's when you pick up a shirt and you go extra large and you pick it up and it's like something from Baby Gap.
Mm.
It's tiny.
Like a child's hanky.
You know, and it's not because I'm fat, it's because I have broad shoulders.
Go to Bowden.
Where's that?
Well, it's a catalogue thing, isn't it?
Is it for fat people? Is that what you're saying?
Chris.
Well, go on. Yes, it is, isn't it? Is it like High and Mighty?
No, it's not.
Is that what you're saying? Huh?
It's not fat.
Don't you think High and Mighty is a nice way of saying it's fat not, and tall, isn't it?
It's not.
No, but it is.
It's not for large people, it's just got, you know,
What, a big clothes?
He's got a bigger range of things.
Good. More selection.
Good God. So why should I go there? Oh, it's not that they do clothes for tubbies, Chris. No, no. But you might find something to fit.
Go to Fat Face.
What's Fat Face? You just made that up. Fat Face? Eh? Why do you shop at Posh Boy? Huh? Posh Get Dressed in the Dark Boy. You fat face, you'll have a black and blue face in a minute. Look at that! What's wrong with you?
Fat Face.
I've heard you the first time.
Fat Faces is a makeup clothes.
Yeah, right.
It is.
Yeah, for people with fat faces.
It's a surfer makeup clothes.
It's a what? Oh dear. I can't play the trail, we're running out of time. I've got to play a record. Well, hang on, play it.
Not that one. Yes.
Right, have a breather. You alright?
Yeah,
fat
right.
Face.
Some water.
Yeah. Bruised arse in a minute by the time I shove my boot up there. That could have gone out the wrong way.
8:29.
Oh, and you came in for an interview. Oh, all our guests leave with something from the show. Well, you're leaving with them, no idea. Right, it's 8:29. The news and sport will be late. I look the stairs so deep in your eyes.
I spend it for 12 months instead of the entire team. And here's the weather with Will Young.
Starting damp for many of us, but drying out, especially in the north. Scotland will get the best of the sunshine.
One road travel.
It's the B4359 in Hereford. There's resurfacing work going on at the moment, both ways too, on Widemarsh Street.
One road travel on Radio 1.
And it's now 8:36.
Congratulations, Will. Hear him afterwards. Is that it? He stood there.
He's been waiting, rehearsing for 5 minutes.
He's been standing in front of a microphone with a piece of paper like this.
La 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 la.
Yes, Will. You're very giddy today.
I'm in a really good mood today.
Good. Yes?
I brought in a song.
How embarrassing. Being beat on World Pop Idol by that fella with no teeth.
The Hobbit guy.
Yes, it is nice to meet you.
Apparently you didn't shake his hand or something it said in the paper.
Yeah, I don't know what
that... pushed him over.
I don't know what that was about. I was sitting next to him. Everyone saw me shake his hand.
Hello to you, Will Young. Do you like my teeth?
You did very well to win.
You obviously seem very proud of that TV show. Let's move on. Apparently, Avin Merriam wants to recreate the Madonna-Britney kiss with you at the Brits tonight.
Oh, it could be hysterical.
I want to kiss your mouth.
Researchers have found that under-25s recognise lines by Will Young better than those of Shakespeare.
Are you reading that up?
Yes. Oh. I'm not making it up. Reading it off this information about you.
I can't believe that's true. To be or not to be, it's more well-known than Eyes Like a Sunrise.
If you leave right now...
Eyes like a sunrise.
What does that mean? What? They orange?
I didn't write the lyrics.
What do you mean? He's only half of them? And they come up slowly? Hello?
Yes, exactly.
You're like that when you're hungover.
He's tired.
Telling you. Make it evergreen. Make what evergreen?
They were Swedish, the people that wrote the song.
Come on, baby, light my fire. I mean, that's a classic song anyway. Well, the original. And then the Doors. Yours is all right. Think about a leaf right now.
Classic song.
And I'm falling deeper. Is that about a big hole in the ground? Anyway, and his new single is called Your Game. Don't point at me.
It's about pheasants.
That's exactly right. And on the video, he's riding around on a giant pheasant. And tonight at the Brits...
Shooting things.
...will be a giant pheasant. Yes. And Will's there going, come on, everybody!
Come on, Humphrey, pull!
God, you know what? That would be so funny, though. Okay,
I wouldn't. Are you not performing tonight?
No, I would have loved to have performed.
Did they not ask you?
No.
What are they like?
Well,
stuff them.
Fair enough.
Do you think you're going to win tonight? Do you know if you've won?
No, I don't. I've been really trying to find out, actually.
Did you know last year if you won or not?
No, definitely didn't last year.
Because you won the Radio 1 Listeners voted for you last year.
Yes, I did.
Which I rigged.
Thank you.
No, I didn't, obviously.
You did?
And he didn't even say thanks to me.
I did say... Oh, no, not on the thing, but I was in a fluster.
You sent me a card.
Yeah, I did.
Which I've still got.
It's nice to think.
Well, when I say I've still got it, no one's bought it off eBay yet. But it's not a bad price.
£2.
And you're nominated for... Is it Best Male Solo Performer?
Best UK Male, yeah.
Best UK Male. That must be nice, though.
That is nice. Because I wanted to, with this album, I wanted to sell over a million and I wanted to be nominated in that category, so...
Is that what you have to do? Do you have to sell over a million to qualify?
No.
Right.
No, Dave.
I just didn't know whether it was a stipulation.
No, he wanted to sell a million personally for
and
personal reasons.
Qualify also.
Yeah. His mum wants a new car.
Right.
Wants one of those new minis. She thinks they look swish. Mm.
She doesn't like the new minis.
Will she be listening, Mummy?
Oh, she might be, yeah.
Morning, Mrs. Young. What's her name? I don't know. Mummy. Just Mum.
Mrs. Young.
Mrs. Young.
Keep it a secret, Chris. immigration might be listening.
She's probably listening to Radio 4, actually.
Don't want people to find out. I'm really from Peru.
She's got all her documents.
Who's in your family? Dad's still around? Is he? Your dad still around?
Dad's still around, yeah.
Mum and Dad still together?
Still together.
Oh, very lovely.
Very happy.
You got a brother?
I've got a brother and a sister and a nephew and a niece.
How old's your sister?
28. We've talked about my sister before.
Hubba hubba.
She's very pretty, actually.
Really?
She's single?
Yes, she is.
Is she?
She is, yeah.
That just means there's something wrong with her, then.
You're not single, though.
Huh? No, I'm very happily in love, thank you very much. I'm all right. But, you know, it might be nice getting off with Will Young's sister. Someone tell the lads in the pub.
She might be there tonight, so I'll
Oh, well,
you.
Well, she better be there. You're buying her an outfit. You said that earlier.
Yes, oh, yeah, I forgot.
What about your brother? Is he not going to the Brits?
No, my brother's away at the moment.
Is he?
Yep.
Doing time.
Doing time.
He's in jail.
No.
Is he?
He's in Portugal.
Of course he is, yeah. Will Young's brother's in Portugal. How long is he there for? About 8 to 10, Chris.
He's there for 5 days, I think.
Yeah.
Don't be horrible.
I'm not being horrible. So you're up against Paddy Drum Boy.
Yep.
He was brilliant, but I don't think he'll win.
He is brilliant.
That's for the Fish album, isn't it?
Yeah.
Daniel Bedingfield. I'll put my hand up. I like Daniel Bedingfield's album because it's quite varied. And then people go, oh, you don't like him, do you? I like it. I think he writes some great records, some great songs.
I agree with you.
He's a bit tapped.
He's a fantastically talented live performer also.
Yep, very good singer.
Tis true. Credit where credit's due.
Very good singer, very good songwriter, and I think he's done it his own way, which is impressive.
David Bowie, I haven't heard the album, but I don't think he'll win. What are you saying? What's wrong with you?
It's artist, not album.
Hey, are we on the wrong category?
Oh, well, but it's about what they've done. It's not just generally.
I'm just pointing it out.
Otherwise, David Bowie would win it.
Yeah.
Okay, well, all right, well, name the single then, Smart Ass by David Bowie. Go on, name a few singles off his current album.
She's going to name it.
Don't know.
Yeah, no further questions.
China Girl.
Dizzy Rascal. Fix that, look sharp! I just bit my tongue when I did that.
The last time you did that, we had to take you to A&E in Glasgow.
I know.
When was that?
A few years ago. And Will Young.
Yay!
You won't win that and got a cat and nails chance. You ain't going winning that.
I thought we were supposed to support our guests.
Well, no, I'd
big them up before the big ceremony.
You know, I love Will very, very much in a kind of, mate down the pub bonding watching football way.
Yeah, fair enough.
No, not in a touchy feely, kissy kissy, stroke his hair way. Well, not anymore since we had that row.
Yeah.
But, I think Bedingfield. I don't think Paddy Drum Boy will win. I don't think Bowie will win. I don't think Dizzy Rascal will win that. I think it's between you and Bedingfield. Daniel Bedingfield! Do you know what? If he wins, right? That's what he does. If he wins, why don't you just get up and go on stage anyway? You're there. He's not. What a waste.
That's what I said to someone yesterday.
Yeah.
I was like, why don't I just get up? They can't stop me.
Are you allowed to accept the award on his behalf?
Well, I'm going to.
That's good. I knew you wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
No, you wouldn't. But you wouldn't get up. Why don't you just get up?
If I had a couple
of things. I'll do it! I'm here! I'll do it! Move out of the way! Get out of the way! And just get on there. No, it's all right. We've got a video. Stuff the video, right? What, is him in an head brace? It's ridiculous. I'll scare the kids. I'll do it. Pick the award up and you go, Daniel says thank you. However, if I'd have won the award, I would like to say
the
following.
This is my speech.
Exactly. Why don't you do that? Make the Brits a bit more entertaining.
I probably would have had a couple of drinks.
Go on.
No, I can't.
Think about it.
I don't want to take it away from him.
Hey, if you win, Beddingfield, you know, might well, it'll take him an hour and a half to walk to the stage. Hang on, I'm coming.
Don't mean I shouldn't be laughing.
No.
I know, that's why you're a sick and twisted man. If, if the people only knew the truth about you.
Stop it, Will.
Listen, I hope he
Will sitting there going, look, I don't want you to look, I don't mind you thinking bad things about me as long as you buy my album.
I hope you get better, Daniel, soon.
He's not listening.
Why is
he? In New Zealand, you can't pick up, but I think you can pick Radio 1 up on that thing that's inserted into his head.
You can get all the Sky channels on there.
He's got a little dish on his
head. Has he got something?
Get pay-per-view and everything.
Hey?
Has he got something?
Have you not seen it? He's got a massive head brace. It's seriously.
It's like Jodrell Bank on his head.
It's like bolts in his skull like that, because he's got to keep his head and his neck straight.
That's awful.
It's actually, all jokes aside, it's really nasty.
Mm.
But we spoke to him and he's all right. I think he's just a bit fed up with it all.
Yeah, I bet you.
And then, how about this? We're kicking the nuts. Then, right, as he's pretty much recovering and coming out of, you know,
he got kicked
the hospital.
In the nuts.
No, the police arrest him for reckless driving.
Don't be stupid.
They did. That's the truth.
That's really harsh.
So it's like, hello, Mr. Beddingfield. G'day, Mr. Beddingfield.
Well, then...
Glad to see you getting better and all, but, fine, I'm going to have to give you a ticket.
What, to a gig?
No. So,
anyway, let's... that's not funny.
That's not funny. What? No. Drive safe.
Click.
Is there anything you'd like to talk about before we kick you out? Because you've got to go shopping.
Do I have
what an excuse? You can stay. Well, we were told you had to leave by 9. You're sitting there going, oh, do I have to go?
Right.
Which means someone's lying.
You know what? I didn't drink my coffee. I'll...
No.
You know, I forgot to feed the fish.
Hang on.
Okay, yeah.
Is that Victoria at the Sun?
Yeah, Will forgot to drink his coffee.
Yeah.
Hot exclusive. Will Young's losing his mind.
Can I play the song I brought in?
He's ripped on drink and drugs and hookers. He's gone completely rock and... Hello? Will Young. Right, OK, bye-bye.
Can I play the song I brought in? Am I allowed to do that, or do you have a list set out for the morning?
What song have you brought in?
It's an old rhythm and blues song.
Are you having a laugh?
What is it, though? Who's it by?
Oh, what's his name? I've got it next door.
We kind of have a list, actually.
Scott Lee Williams or something. Lee Scott Williams.
Is that the fella
Scott
from...
Scott Lee was in... Yeah. Was that Lisa's brother?
No.
Out of Steps.
What do you want to play that for?
Am I not allowed to play that? Do you have a list set out for the day?
Yeah. I'm sorry. If you check the Radio Times, radio listings, under Tuesday the 17th of February at 7 a.m, does it say The Chris Moyle Show? Or does it say The Chris Moyle Show with music chosen by Will Young?
It should.
You want to play an old rhythm and blues record?
Yeah, I do, actually.
No.
Fair enough.
Can I be in your next video?
Yeah.
Well, that doesn't help.
if Rachel says... Depends if it costs...
If Rachel says we have time... Do we have time?
No.
There you go. Rachel. Sorry, I tried.
I don't understand.
Can't do any more than that.
Yeah, well, I mean, what do you want me to do?
You don't... You stand there and then
we have
you,
the tedious you, link coming up.
And then yeah, tedious link coming up, man. In fact, look, the record's starting
negative
now.
Negative comments.
I'll tell you what, you can hang around for a bit longer and we'll think about playing.
Yeah, I don't think the atmosphere's very nice.
Oh. You dare mince out of my studio. Slap your legs. Right, it's 8:56. Tedious link next. When I saw you, girl, I knew that you were some... George Michael Freedom. Somebody just texted in saying, why didn't you play the original version by Robbie Williams?
Oh, well.
Great record, though. Freedom
record.
Freedom 90. From what year?
Hang on. 1990.
Correct. So Will Young is on the show. He's meant to be leaving at 9 o'clock. He's meeting his sister outside Henny's and shopping. By the way, that was a joke. Don't turn up there hoping to meet him.
Burton's.
Anyway, so Will Young, bless him, he's going to be at the Brits tonight. Will you come and say hello?
Yeah, of course I will.
Actually, you need to... I'll talk to you off the air about that.
Oh, okay. That's exciting.
Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You betcha.
What are you doing afterwards?
Well, we might stay around for a couple of drinks.
One of the...
Yeah. Well, you know, apparently the party to go to is the BMG party, but tickets are like rocking horse poo for them.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I'd like to go with all the team and our guests.
But I'm...
But apparently the fella from BMG's a right marred on. What?
Why are you shaking
your
head?
It's sorted.
Was it sorted? Oh. Yeah, look, them, those people are BMG, right?
They're some of the most hospitable and generous people we've ever met.
Always said it's one of the best labels to be with.
Yeah, and apparently it's the party of the year.
Oh,
I'm so pleased that we're included.
Well, they fired. They fired a pub, right, next door, and it's brilliant. Bitter, half price, and free pork scratchings. It's going to be rocking.
It's better than last year, then.
Rockalula.
And we've been invited to the... We've
been invited to the Duran Duran party.
I thought that was the party to go to.
Isn't BMG yours?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you want to go to your party?
Yeah, I'll be there.
Yeah, I'll pop in.
I'll be there on the floor.
Really?
Mm.
Are there no chairs?
I was on the floor last year.
What, drunk or dancing?
A bit of both.
Right. Will said just before TD Sling, I brought in a record and I wonder if you could play it. So
like that.
He did. And I went, what kind of, was it one of yours? No, it's not one of mine. It's like some rhythm and blues record from, you know, the girl out of Steps. It's her uncle or summer. What is it?
Oh, God, I don't know.
Somebody that. Scott Lee.
That's, I don't, Scott
Lee. Where's the CD that you had? Where's the CD cover?
Oh, it's back there. I only just bought it yesterday. It's like an old compilation.
Alad, grab that CD and just drop it in, will you? Thank you very much. You bought this yesterday, did you? What? And it's like old rhythm and blues stuff.
Yeah, it's old, what? Original kind of R&B stuff.
Why do you want us to play it?
Because I think it's really funny.
Okay, this is
track six.
New Breed Rhythm and Blues, featuring, by the way, Lula Reed and Freddie King.
Not Lou Reed.
No, Lula Reed.
Right.
Mike, someone.
And the Mechanics.
And Tiny Topsy. I love Tiny Topsy. 24 mainly early 60s rhythm and soul crossovers.
It's very vague, isn't it?
I'm getting really excited.
Mainly early crossovers.
Lee Shot Williams. Oh, that's quite unfortunate. From 1964, You're Welcome to the Club is the name of this track.
That's the one.
Why do you want us to play this again?
Because I just think it's a really good song.
Right.
And it's something different. People wouldn't expect to hear it if they're in their car or in the office, you know.
When you were... Oh, that's good. I don't think you meant to leave that in there. I think you meant to leave that in there at all. That CD.
That's a new song.
Is it really? Stick that on eBay later when the show's finished.
It's a good song, actually.
Co-written. Nice. Okay, so this is because of Will Young has requested this. We're only allowed to play a bit of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you very much, though.
That's all right. This is Lee Shot Williams. There you go. Oh, well, listen, I hope you enjoyed that.
You said 10 seconds. Can you just...
Yeah. All right, okay.
Okay.
Do you have any idea what this could do for your career and fan base?
Just saying you missed the best bit.
Well, I'm going back to it.
What about our career and our fan base?
We don't have a career or a fan base. It doesn't matter. Just to walk right in
and sit right down. Right. I know your heart's been broken. So let your tears fall
down. Everybody knows. Chris Buzz.
You're welcome to the club. Hey, Buzz.
What is it? What, do you want to get tickets for later with Jules Holland? And the only way you can do it is if you cover this.
Hello, Buzz.
There you go.
How can I, Buzz?
You can't. You chose your record. No. But Lord, it might comfort you. Why don't you do this on later? Have you ever been on later?
That's a good idea.
You can do it. Do it with Jules' orchestra. Seriously, man.
It'd be great. But
Jules would love you for it.
I just think this puts a smile on your face first thing in the morning.
Yeah, think
if
again.
If I was driving along,
yeah.
I think...
Switch off.
I think...
Are we nearly there yet?
Are you working for Virgin Radio or something?
I think the day... Sorry.
That's all right.
Just explain, Will just threw a paper airplane into Chris's eye.
That's all right, I'm going to whack him over the head with a shovel in a minute.
Did it go in your
Look at Rachel's face.
Sorry, Chris.
We haven't even got a shovel.
Right, well, anyway, there you go. That was lovely. How much do you win on that bet?
50 quid.
I'll
give you half.
Three words. Leave right now.
Oh, dear. And the other CD that was in the box, he foolishly left in this, which will be... I'd say, is this a possible single? Is this a demo or a finished product?
This is a demo.
Do you know what? I think you're going to be lucky, because I don't think it'll play on our machines. You're so lucky.
Oh, yes, it will.
Hey, a world exclusive.
You should play the first 3 seconds.
Really?
Yeah.
Can I play it?
Yeah.
If this is called Mother, we're in dead trouble.
Do we get in trouble for that?
No.
No?
Oh, come on, play it. It's quite nice.
Well, so far it's better than what we just played.
I love you, babe.
There you go. So there you go. Now, I can't play anymore because it'll be just giving too much away.
Oh.
However, though, I think for about 10 seconds of airplay, you do get a PRS for a minute, so you'll be all right.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a couple of quid. Hey, I think it's a bus fare home.
Thank you very much.
Pleasure.
I'm sorry I hit you in the eye.
£31.95 for that CD?
No, dollars. It was...
30...
It was,
oh, OK. Yeah.
It was 20 quid, isn't it?
Anyway, there you go. Will Young. Thank you, Will.
Thank you very much. Am I going now?
Mm. Yeah, you have to leave by 9:15, apparently.
I've got a minute and a half.
Right, OK, yeah, but we're bored of you. So, good luck tonight at the Brits. We'll see you there. Now, obviously, you're aware of this. We're backstage doing interviews, and I'm going to try... Alid is going to find out... Rachel's going to find out who's giving out one of the awards.
All right.
Alid's going to grab them and shove them in a cupboard and gaffer tape them. Right. Dave is going to go and change the auto cue from their name to my name, and then I'm going to grab an award and hopefully give out an award at the Brits.
Brilliant.
That's the idea.
I think that's going to be tough, but...
Really?
Yeah.
We're hopeful that we can pull it off.
Good luck.
And also give out an award at the Brits. So, good luck with everything. Will's single, by the way, comes out soon.
March the 15th.
March the 15th, it's called Your Game, from his album Friday's Child, which continues to be a phenomenal success, proving so many people wrong, including his record company people. Friday's Child, go and buy it. It's great. Ladies and gentlemen, Will Young.
Yay!
Lovely.
Do we need to talk?
What?
You wanted to say something?
Bye.
Oh, yeah, off the air.
All right.
OK, which starts now.